این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Today our people do not understand pseudo-intellectual speeches. One should express the people's pains in their own language. Only in such a condition will people support you, get rid themselves of abject subjection to superpowers and their affiliates, and find shelter in a strong bastion of there is no God but Allah. Exactly in this case, will all Islamic nations shake hands of brotherhood and move towards honorable life, elevation and progression in their religion and world, thus taking pleasure that is 100 times as much as this anxious and unstable life.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. This is Ali, and we are going to talk about Imam Khomeini's viewpoints with regard to the government and the relationship between the leaders and the heads of the governments and the people. In a statement, Imam Rahmatullah Ali says that this nation, that is, Iranian people, have made a revolution for the sake of Islam, in order to revive Islam. And they did this revolution and they rise in order to revive Islamic values and Islamic rulings. So this revolution has no precedent in the history of Islam at all. And for such a meaningful revolution, they have done everything. I mean, so these people are divine people, they're Muslims, and they have risen up for the sake of Allah sincerely. So they made this revolution specifically for the sake of God, for the sake of truth. So we have to serve these people in the best way possible. These statements of Imam Rahmatullah Alayh want to tell the statesmen and the head of the governments that the people that you are treating and behaving are not ordinary people. I mean, they did something which is quite exceptional in the history of Islam. At least we have no case, no other evidence or no other case like this government to happen in the course of history of Islam. So when they started, when they have risen up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to spread the message of Allah, to create and to form an Islamic government, the goal of which is to establish justice, can be found nowhere else. So these people deserve to be treated well in the best way possible. And Imam actually calls them divine people. It's very important that these people are looked as divine entities. They are Muslims, but they are divine people. Why are they called divine in the words of Imam Rahmatullah Ali? It's due to the insincere intention for having this revolution, because they have done it sincerely and exactly for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they deserve to be behaved in the best way possible, and the statesmen should know themselves as the servant of these people.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
We said earlier, we have seen lots of politicians or the statesmen that when they are looking for the votes and elections in their campaigns, they talk a lot about the people. But this person was not in need of the votes of the people for an election. He was the leader of that the leader of that nation, and he is actually looking at the government, at the heads of the government and the people equally, and he tells them and he recommends them to treat and behave the people in the way that they deserve it. Inshallah, our statesmen know and understand the importance of these important and beautiful statements of Imam Rahmatullah Ali.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.